pulled scams before. So we're going to talk to
that was Don Walker very again. Surprising today.
But it's also it's infuriating, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah, and I'll tell you a story off the hair about someone here whose kids applied to go to a similar school at the very same time and didn't get in.
Oh, man,
so
that's
a great show, Patty.
Awful. Thank you. Have a great night. You know, you want to hear the Steve Cochran show as he celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings on 720 at 720 WGN Chicago. And if you're a smart speaker user, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Your news is sponsored by Northwest Community Healthcare. Here with your news is David Jennings.
Cloudy and 43 at O'Hare. Chicago police investigating two robberies at Northwest University's campus in Streeterville early this morning. Two men robbed a woman of her purse. Two other men punched a student and took his iPad. Alderman Brendan Riley.
This is an area where we have a lot of people from out of town, tourists and visitors who aren't familiar with the environment. Those can be, you know, looked at as crimes of opportunity. So I think that's part of it. There's just a lot more people down here with wallets and valuables. It's just a high concentration of people.
Police are going over surveillance video from the area. So far, no suspects in custody. Blue Line train service between Jefferson Park and O'Hare suspended. The reason? One of the trains hit a car. How the car got on the tracks? Still open to some discussion. Attorneys for Empire star Jussie Smollett welcome a Cook County judge's decision to allow cameras in the courtroom. He was indicted by a grand jury last week for lying to police.
There has been a lot of misinformation in this case that has been presented as fact, and we look forward to complete transparency and the truth coming out.
Matt Smollett attorney Tina Glandian. 6 years in prison, that's the term handed down by a judge in Australia to Cardinal George Pell. Pell, until last month, was a senior advisor to Pope Francis, was sentenced in Melbourne for abusing two 13-year-old choir boys in the 1990s. Victoria State Court Chief Judge Peter Kidd had a message for the Cardinal.
You continue to offend with callous indifference to the victim's obvious distress and objections. At some point during the episode, you even told your victims to be quiet because they were crying.
The FAA facing more criticism for backing the airworthiness of the Boeing 737 MAX jets as the number of countries that have grounded the plane has expanded after the weekend crash of an Ethiopian's airline Boeing 737 MAX. The key player in the college admissions cheating scandal charged today has already pleaded guilty. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
William Singer, the college admissions counselor at the center of the cheating scam, pleaded guilty to four federal charges. He had agreed to plead guilty and help federal prosecutors unravel what they called the largest college admissions cheating scam ever prosecuted in the United States. Singer took millions from parents and in turn paid off coaches and SAT proctors. The College Board, which administers the SAT, said it is cooperating with law enforcement. Several schools moved to fire or put on leave the coaches alleged to have taken bribes. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
If you own a small or mid-sized business and need capital fast, skip the banks with their fees and all their other hoops and call Lender. Hi, I'm Tim Roach, the CEO of Lender. If you're a business owner, I urge you to look at lender.online. That's LENDR.online. The first words you'll see are fast business funding for a brighter future. Lender is committed to helping small business level the playing field, giving you access to the funding you need with a simple, transparent process. Even with challenge credit, Lender makes it easy. And right now, if you need money, we're offering 0% financing for the first 30 days with no hidden fees. Hire, stock your shelves, take a leap on expansion. You win, Lender wins, because growing your business is our business. Call Lender at 312-319-4769 or visit us at lender.online. That's LENDR.online. When the banks say no, Lender says yes. Call Lender at 312-319-4769. Lender knows small business.
Detroit. Great things come from there. Detroit style is one of them. Jets, to be exact. Shaped by steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Baked to the thickest, crispiest crunch. Then topped with premium mozzarella. Fresh toppings and Mama Jets' secret sauce. Jets is Detroit style pizza. Want Detroit style proof? Get their 8-corner pizza for just $13.99. Jets. Better because it has to be.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
WGN Sports. The Hawks visit Toronto tomorrow. Northwest will face the Illini tomorrow in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament at the United Center. Bulls lose to the Lakers, 123-107. Exhibition baseball split squad of the Sox rained out against Seattle and Kansas City in the ACC tournament. Notre Dame beat Georgia Tech 78-71. WGN traffic, you have heard about it. If you've not, Blue Line service not operational between Jefferson Park and O'Hare. That's because a car got hit by a Blue Line train. How the car got on the tracks, I guess we'll find out from Chicago police at some point how all of that happened. On the Ike, 35 minutes in from 390 to the post office, you've got some roadways. Traffic is stopped on the O'Hare extension westbound between River Road and Mannheim, westbound and eastbound between Bessie Coleman Drive and the Tri-State Tollway. That all related to that incident with the car on the Blue Line tracks. So that's being worked on by CTA, Chicago Fire, etc. right now. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Clouds tonight. Showers developing, low 40, cloudy, windy, warmer tomorrow. Morning showers, scattered showers possible the rest of the day. High 61. Breezy, milder, scattered showers tomorrow night. Maybe a thunderstorm at 54. Windy, gust up to 50 to 60 miles an hour. And warmer Thursday, unseasonably so. We could get a high near 68 degrees. 43 at O'Hare, 44 Midway, 43 Addison, the lake water temp 34, 43 at the lakefront. I'm David Jennings in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
And I'll be everything that I want to be. I am confidence in insecurity. I am a voice yet waiting to be heard. I'll shoot the shot bang.
It is Tuesday night, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. We'll be here till 1 a.m. when Nick D takes over. A lot to talk about tonight, and I want to remind you, we would love to hear from you. There's a lot of stuff that people are reacting to in the news today, and one of the biggest stories, of course, is this college cheating scandal. There's a ringleader who has pled guilty to $25 million in nationwide college admissions, the scam, helping people get their kids into elite schools, whether it was by having some of the administrators of the SATs and ACTs take the exams for them, creating spots for them on teams for sports that they did not play, lesser-known sports that aren't as high-profile as football or basketball. They would get them onto volleyball teams, on the water polo team, the rowing team, and maybe that student would just be on the rowing machine for the whole season. They would Photoshop photos of the kids onto athletes in order to pretend that they had some sports history. And on the line with us is attorney Don Jackson, who specializes in some of the sports law, in particular collegiate level lawsuits, and representing students and athletic directors, really quite an incredible history of experience. Don, how are you doing tonight?
Just fine. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And I'm so glad that someone referred you to us, because I thought this is somebody who can really shed some light on this. First of all, you must have some idea of how deep and widespread this was before all of us even found out about it today, didn't you?
Yes. I mean, frankly, I'm not that surprised I'm not that surprised with the indictments. There was a case that occurred that's actually ongoing right now involving the former head basketball coach at the University of Pennsylvania, and one of his assistants is on the staff at Auburn University, and they were alleged to have done the exact same thing. Ironically, that case, involving those two gentlemen, a lot of that evidence came out over the course of the last week. So I'm not too surprised by this at all. It's just been a fairly ongoing type of conspiracy.
And how does this kind of, for folks who are just catching up, from your understanding and the information that was released today, you know, tell people a little bit about how this process works for rich parents who, by the way, isn't it infuriating to you, Don, that their kids could pretty much do anything in life that these parents want them to do, and some of these folks are spending up to $6 million to get their kids into the school they want? It's got to be infuriating for you and a lot of your colleagues and people that you know that are you know, going through the system.
Certainly. Essentially, what they were doing is they were bribing coaches to essentially characterize their children as recruitable athletes. They had no intention whatsoever of these young people participating in collegiate athletes. They were essentially characterizing them as collegiate athletes in order to take advantage of what they considered to be sort of preferential admissions policies for student athletes. I'm involved in cases on a fairly routine basis involving student athletes whose ACT or SAT standardized test scores are challenged based on alleged academic fraud. And the thing that's really troubling about this is the fact that the NCAA likely did not even question the standardized test scores for these young people, and have they been legitimate student athletes in revenue sports, basketball or football, the test scores likely would have been red flagged and challenged, but apparently they were not challenged in this situation, and that's even more troubling.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that, you know, people who work really hard, who are, you know, do everything they can and do everything right, look at this and just think, you know, what chance do we have? I mean, for Stanford, the applications that they get is over 45,000, and they will only take 2,000 students. And now you've got some of those spots going to parents who want their kids to, you know, to be amongst other elites. It's maddening, isn't it?
Well, and you know, and the interesting thing about it is that this has occurred for years, but it's occurred in a different way where you have wealthy people, sometimes boosters of athletic departments, sometimes alumni from schools that make contributions to athletic foundations. They make contributions to various departments within schools and the kids wind up having a legitimate spot as a walk-on in a college program. I guess I'm more comfortable with that because at least in that situation, you've got young people that actually have a desire to participate in their collegiate athletics. In this situation, they essentially backdoored their way into admissions into elite universities. And essentially potentially took opportunities away from students that had the qualifications and a legitimate desire to participate in a collegiate sport. That's highly troubling.
I'm going to take a break here. I know that David Jennings has a question from the newsroom. But actually, David, we can take it right now. David, Don, David.
Don, how are you?
Just fine, David. How are you?
I'm good. A couple of things. One, if the parents are as wealthy as we see them to be, why didn't they just endow a chair, pay for a building, put their name on it, their kid goes to the school, it's no problem. That's one. And the second thing is, Are any of the kids facing legal jeopardy? Because I have a funny feeling some of these kids knew exactly what mommy and or daddy were doing and knew it was the wrong thing to do. I noticed none of the kids were indicted. So those are the two things I'm curious about.
First of all, yes. And I'm not saying that I'm in agreement with the other scenario, but what you said initially was absolutely the case. I mean, there are all sorts of historical situations where you've got young people that are admitted in the universities, elite universities around the country, sometimes even as athletes, when they don't have the objective qualifications to be admitted. After a family member or a friend of the family makes a contribution to a university, to an athletic department, to an athletic foundation, that happens. And frankly, had that occurred in this situation, it might have saved these families potential jail sentences, potential jail time. The next thing, as it relates to the young people, at least at the moment, none of the students were charged. I suspect that quite a number, if not all of them, had some degree of knowledge as far as their parents' actions are concerned. But I think because of the fact that the money came from the parents, the primary focus was going to be on the parents and actually provided essentially the bribes to get them into these universities. In these types of situations, it's fairly unlikely, even in collegiate sports situations, the NCAA FBI case that's ongoing right now, where student athletes received money from illicit sources. It's fairly unusual for legal action to be initiated against the students. So I doubt that will occur in this situation.
We are talking to Don Jackson. He's an attorney who has a long history of working with students, with athletic directors, with all kinds of folks at the collegiate level when it comes to being in a situation that a fraud has been committed. And what other cases have you worked on, Don? I know we're talking about this in particular. It sounds like you've had a lot of experience.
Over almost a three-decade involvement in sports, I've represented universities. I've represented literally at this point hundreds of student athletes and academic reviews and all sorts of enforcement and compliance-related matters. I've represented coaches on the collegiate level in front of the NCAA Infractions Committee, Infractions Appeals Committee. And on the professional side, I've represented numerous professional athletes and coaches as well. It's interesting. One of the cases and also quite a number of prospective student athletes in challenges to their standardized test scores. I was involved in a case several years ago involving a player who's now in the NBA. He was a player at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. At that time, where his ACT score was challenged by the NCAA and the testing service, and in that particular situation, his test score was red flagged, despite the fact that he had only taken the exam one time. I mean, I can understand scenarios where you've got a young person that takes the exam three times. The first time he makes a 12, the next time he makes a 12, and the third time he makes a 29 or a 30. In this situation, the young man only took the exam one time, made a qualifying score, and his test score was still challenged. And that, having been involved in a case like that and seeing this occur, it's highly troubling because of the fact that quite often these cases the academic reviews involving student athletes, I've always believed to have been somewhat racially selective because they principally focus on African American and international student athletes. highly troubling in this case with legitimate academic fraud with a different demographic, and the NCAA apparently did not intervene to question any of this until now.
In your experience, before we go, I just wanted to ask you, you mentioned facing possible jail time. Do you think that that's possible in these cases? Obviously, the ringleader has already pled guilty, and I'm wondering if that's an exchange for information. But in your experience, do you think that it's possible that any of these folks will go to prison?
I think it's more of a likelihood for Singer, the ringleader. I think there's also a potential as well. There was a gentleman that was director of advisement of college advisement at a prep school from down in Florida. I think there's a very realistic possibility there as well. But as it relates to these parents, because of the fact that none of them. Well, likely none of them have prior criminal histories because of the fact that these charges were in federal court. Ultimately, even if they work out, pleas, federal sentencing guidelines will be what will govern the sentences. There's a fairly reasonable likelihood that if they are sentenced to any jail time at all, it'll be at the lower end of the sentencing range. But again, the absence of prior criminal histories will probably work, be to their benefit and may prevent them from serving more than just maybe a few months, if any time at all.
I want to thank you so much, Don, for sharing your insight and your expertise. We've been talking to Don Jackson. You can go to thesportsgroup.org to find out more about the work he does. If you ever need his services, he might be someone that you need in the future. You never know. Don, we'd love to talk to you again sometime and learn more about your career and the work that you do.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Have a good evening. More after this on 720 WGN. What do you guys think? How do you feel about this scandal? Because I know a lot of people are frustrated. I know I am. What are you thinking tonight? 312-981-7200. Call or text us right now. More in a moment.
Somewhere, it's already 84 degrees. Somewhere, everyone smells like suntan lotion. Somewhere, there are scorecards and crushed peanut shells on the floor. And somewhere, someone just dipped a napkin into a beer to wipe away some hot dog mustard. Somewhere, there's baseball. And soon enough, that somewhere will be here. The White Sox season starts March 28th with the home opener April 4th. All season, somewhere happens here on 720 WGN. Spring training continues Friday as the Sox welcome the Cubs. Ed and DJ have the first pitch at 3:05.
Imagine knowing when to get in and out of the market before it goes up or down. Hi, everybody. It's Bill Leff here for Online Trading Academy. Now, there's no magic bullet in trading, that's for sure. But the team at Online Trading Academy can teach you the fundamentals and disciplines designed to create a positive monthly cash flow. They've got over 100 instructors with over 1,000 years of trading experience combined. Oh, they're good. At Online Trading Academy, the pros will share their proven financial education plan that can actually change your life. How would you like to spend more time doing the things that you enjoy the most? What would an extra income stream mean to you? Online Trading Academy has an over 95% student satisfaction rating. Boy, that's high. From over 170,000 reviews. I'm so impressed with these guys. I've signed up for my own class. Call them today, receive 2 free passes to attend a free introductory class this week, and receive a professional's insider kit for free. But seats go very, very quickly. So call them now. 833-917-6937. That's 833-917-6937. Or visit them online at otaclass.com.
Join Dan Meyer, senior pastor from Christ Church of Oak Brook, on Love Changes Life.
People talk about global warming. I think there's been a spiritual chilling going on in our whole world today, and that we're living in storm conditions like no generation before us have, and it is overturning the order of our souls.
This Sunday at 5:30 a.m. on Love Changes Life.
Welcome to the forefront. At University of Chicago Medicine, we're advancing the forefront of health every day. UChicago Medicine is home to research that's changing lives, physicians who are pioneers in their field, and game-changing technology that's improving patient outcomes. It's also where you'll find world-renowned care right where you need it most, in a location near you. Experience the forefront at uchicagomedicine.org.
Homeowners often say, my basement only leaks when it rains. At PermaSeal, we believe your basement should be dry all the time, no matter how hard it rains. That's right, you can have a permanently dry basement. We offer free estimates and transferable warranties so you can rest assured you're getting the best value in the industry. We know your basement is already dry some of the time, but if you want your basement dry all the time, you know who to call. PermaSeal, 800-421-SEAL. That's 800-421-7325, or visit permaseal.net.
Hey guys, it's Gen Z from Getting Zen with Gen Z. Are you looking for a new fun fitness option? A place to feel empowered and achieve your health goals? Visit my friends at Ethos Training Systems. They are Chicago's first sustainable strength, conditioning, and mobility group training facility. Their three main focuses are fat loss and conditioning, strength development, and injury prevention and mobility. Sign up for their new client promo at ethostrainingshy.com and follow them on Instagram at ethostrainingshy.
When it comes to the weather, we all want to know, what did Skilling say? Watch for the updated forecast from Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling, weeknights on WGN-TV. You can talk to me. You can set your secrets free, baby. Earlier this morning, it was reported that over 30 wealthy parents have been charged with fraud following an investigation into a massive college admissions scam. And Dave has some thoughts on this. And I agree with Dave, but I don't think I realized it was at this scale. Hey, Dave, what do you want to say?
Hey, you know, this is a joke, and I'll tell you why. This has been going on forever. And if they really wanted to go after the people that are violating college admissions,
yes,
they would be doing it to the people who are the chief violators, the sons and daughters of industry leaders, our corporate leaders, CEOs, executives,
yep,
sons and daughters of, you know, doctors and lawyers. This goes on all the time. I went to school with people who were just basically C students and somehow got into Ivy League schools or got into prestigious schools, or they were taken care of. Why they decide to do this now with, you know, I don't know all these 30 people whom they're charging with. It seems that most of them are in the media or they're Hollywood celebrities, and they, you know, this is a joke.
Oh, just two of them are, but this is all the 30 parents are not necessarily famous. I think, yeah, part of what the you know, some of the level of egregiousness that this reaches is that some of the parents were instructed to teach their kids to act stupid for psychologists so they would be defined as having a learning disability and be given more time to take the SAT and ACTs. And they created a charity organization that was a sham that was put up to say, like, we're helping underserved children. I think that their hubris got away from them. It might have been going on forever. And I think part of that, as you mentioned, no one ever did anything about it. And so they just kept doing it until it grew to this point where this guy, just one guy who was facilitating it, made $25 million. And I'm guessing that's just some of it. I bet you it's not even all of it, Dave. I've got to run because I want to make sure we get the dance call. But thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. And I think you're right. It's been going on forever. We got to get these guys. All right, hold on 1 second. Let me take Dan's call before we go to the break. Hey, Dan, what do you want to say?
Oh, hi, Patty. Just want real quickly, if they're found guilty, we have to fine these individuals substantially. See, the problem with our justice system right now is they're not hitting people where it hurts. Fine them. If they fine them, I work in the banking sector, and we were fined substantially over the last 10 years collectively, billions of dollars. And that's what we have to do with our justice system. With people with means, you have to find them.
Yep.
Thanks so much for taking my call, Patty.
I appreciate that. Great points, you guys. I love hearing from you. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a break and then the news on 720 WGN.
You've got a flight coming up. It's on one of those Boeing 737 MAX 8s. Should you change your plans at 2:35?
John Williams, tomorrow afternoon at 1 on 720 WGN.
Hi, it's Wendy Snyder here. Are you currently taking a daily probiotic? Well, you should be, and not just any probiotic. Take the world's best. It's Natron's Healthy Trinity. My family and I take Natron's Healthy Trinity every morning. Here's the Natron difference. Decades ago, Natron was founded by Natasha Trenev, the mother of all probiotics. She's a 50-year veteran in the field of probiotics, and her company guarantees 100% potency for all their products. They meet the highest international standards for quality, safety, and manufacturing. And Natron's probiotics come with 30 years of focused, rigorous scientific research and technology from leading scientists and researchers in the field of probiotics. While the industry of probiotics has exploded, they're not all created equally. Natron's Healthy Trinity is serious probiotics for people who take their health seriously. Go to Natron.com or the probiotic cooler section at Whole Foods, Fruitful Yield, or your favorite health food store. That's Natren.com, Natron's Healthy Trinity. Others promise, Natron delivers.
I love the close shave I get with Harry's razors. Every single time, the blades slide effortless across my skin. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3. This can't be correct. Plus, you get free shipping. Just use Cochrane at Harry's.com when you check out. Harry's knows a great shave doesn't come from gimmicks like vibrating heads and flex balls or handles that look like spaceships. Harry's combines a simple, clean design with quality, durable blades at a fair price. Harry's bought a world-class blade factory in Germany that's been making quality blades for over 95 years. And now, for a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code Cochran at Harry's.com. So you get the razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, the travel cover, all for just $3 and free shipping. But you got to use the code Cochran at Harry's.com. Harry's.com. Do it today. Use the code Cochran at checkout to claim that offer. Let them know I sent you. Harry's.com.
Coming up after the news, we're going to check in with our friends from Smoke Daddy, and we're going to talk about a new social group, the Lakeview Social meetup, and you can find out about great events that they're going to have throughout the year for just $10. You can join this club and hang out with some folks in the Lakeview neighborhood and eat some great food. Our news is sponsored by the Midwestern University Eye Institute. Here with everything you need to know is David Jennings.
According to Channel 9, one person's dead, several others hurt. A car crashed onto the CTA Blue Line tracks near the road. Rosemont stopped tonight and was hit by a train. Trains are currently operating only between Harlem on the O'Hare branch and Forest Park through downtown. There is shuttle bus service working. The most senior Catholic convicted of child sex abuse, 6 years in prison for molesting two choir boys in an Australian cathedral decades ago. A judge told Cardinal George Pell his conduct was permeated by staggering arrogance. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Val Nandra from Ivy Solution and Ketamine Centers of Chicago. My clinic uses ketamine to conquer major depression, anxiety, and PTSD. The use of ketamine to treat depression has been described as the greatest advancement in mental health in over 50 years, with an up to 80% success rate. Here's my patient, Jason, who suffered from years of depression and anxiety, describing how ketamine from Ivy Solution changed his life.
The great thing about the ketamine is the side effects that I would normally get from other drugs, I don't get from ketamine. For me, it's been all upside, no downside. The side effects are the real problem for me, and I think for most people when it comes to treating anxiety, depression, and things like that. So I don't have to think about which is worse, the anxiety or the side effects. I just get to go back to living my normal life and not dealing with any side effects at all.
It's time you conquer your depression and anxiety. Call for your free consultation. 844-9-IV-MEDS. That's 844-948-6337 or visit Ketamine Chicago. K-E-T-A-M-I-N-E, Chicago.com.
This is David Hochberg of Team Hochberg. Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg. When securing your mortgage, you can either waste your time getting terrible service from an online lender, or you could call Team Hochberg now at 855-56-DAVID or visit our website, 56David.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of WGN listeners, but we can't help if you don't call 855-56-DAVID or visit our website, 56David.com.
Homeside Financial Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, NB 6676-1019, NMLS 1124061.
Islanders in the Caribbean like to say that if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, and that's great advice for the stock market, too. It's easy to get upset when the market falls, but what we have to remember is that this, too, shall pass. Now, that's easy to say, but sometimes it can feel hard to do. So in times like these, when stock prices are swinging wildly one day to the next, making you worry that your financial future might be at risk, here's the advice you need. don't feel that you have to go it alone. I invite you to talk with one of my experienced financial planners at Edelman Financial Engines. Let's take a look at your investments and see if they're doing what you need and expect. We'll either reassure you that you're doing what you should be doing, or we'll give you recommendations to help you get the peace of mind you need so you can, well, wait for the sun to shine once again. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
WGN Sports, the Hawks will be in Toronto tomorrow. Northwestern will face the Illini at the UC tomorrow in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament. At the United Center tonight, the Lakers hammered the Bulls 123-107. Exhibition baseball split squad. You know, the Sox got rained out twice against the Mariners and against the Royals. Notre Dame beat Georgia Tech 78-71 in the ACC tournament. WGN traffic, the biggest headache right now out there tonight is, of course, what's going on the Blue Line. Service has been halted, and that because a car landed on the train tracks and was hit by one of the L trains near the Rosemont station. Trains are only running between Harlem on the O'Hare Branch and Forest Park through downtown. Other areas are being dealt with via a shuttle bus. Planning to get to O'Hare, you might want to make plans other than using the CTA Blue Line. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Clouds tonight. Showers, low 40, cloudy, windy, warmer. Some showers, 61. Breezy, milder tomorrow night. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm down to 54. And then on Thursday, unseasonably warm and windy. Maybe some early afternoon thunderstorms. Wind gusts, 50 to 60 miles an hour. And a high temp Thursday, 68. 43 at O'Hare, 44 at Midway, 43 in Roselle, the barometer, 30.07 and falling, and 44 at the lakefront. I'm David Jennings in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and these are the stories that matter on 720 WGN.
Live in the Allstate Skyline Studios, and we want to tell you about a great new, exciting, really kind of membership, I guess, is the best way to put it. We have our friends from, I'm sorry, I was like trying to, you guys brought me so much food from Smoke Daddy. We have Mallory and Sammy in studio, and I want to find out more. Mallory, you brought in some of the most amazing food, and I want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Tell me about Smoke Daddy before we talk about the Lakeview social.
Sure. So Smoke Daddy is kind of a Chicago institution. It's been around in Wicker Park for over 20 years. We have live music 7 nights a week, and recently, in the past year, we opened our Wrigleyville location, which is where the Lakeview East tie-in comes in. And it's fantastic. It's right across the street from Wrigley Field and the whole Gallagher Way campus. Still live music 7 nights a week. We have a bottomless brunch. We have, smoked meats in-house. It's a fantastic restaurant. And it was really cool to be able to expand the institution of Wicker Park out into all of the development in Wrigleyville.
Yeah, no kidding. There's a couple things going on over there.
Building a little bit.
A little bit of growth.
A couple cranes up in the air.
And you brought some ribs. You brought some pulled pork and cornbread and you've made us all very happy. I feel like there's been back-to-back great food coming into the station tonight. And I always feel guilty with our listeners because, you know, they're listening and we're talking about this great food, but it's partly to highlight what's going on in the neighborhoods and tell you about places maybe you haven't been to. One of our friends of the show, Tom Holland, plays at Smoke Daddy, but I believe he plays on the one on Division, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. He's a legend.
He loves talking about Smoke Daddy, and I've got to get out to see him sometime. We're here tonight to talk about not just Smoke Daddy, but the Lakeview Social Club, right?
Yes.
And so, Sammy, you're with the Lakeview Chamber of Commerce.
Correct. The Lakeview East Chamber. The Lakeview Supper Club has been an idea in the works for, honestly, the past couple of years, and we finally brought it to come to life. And essentially what it is it's a membership program, not just for the residents of Lakeview and Lakeview East, but essentially it's for Chicago residents as a whole. So what we do is we are trying to showcase the restaurants in Lakeview. We have a diverse amount of restaurants. We have Smoke Daddy, any barbecue joints, Old Crow, Wrigleyville. We also have, you know, Mia Francesca, Angelina Ristorante, a lot of different places in Lakeview, including some Michelin star restaurants.
Nice.
So we wanted to showcase that to people in the area. So we came up with the Supper Club. Essentially what that is a membership program. It's just $10 a year to join. So really easy access to three events a month in different Lakeview restaurants.
It's a great idea. You know, yeah. I was thinking about how disconnected we all tend to be. I mean, and there are wonderful sort of experiences like this. And what a great way to drive to sort of attract people to the Lakeview area and to restaurants, as I mentioned, mm-hmm. that maybe you haven't had the chance to experience before, but also with folks who are getting the same sort of updates you are, like, hey, this is what we have in mind. This is the great food we're all going to kind of talk about and yeah. enjoy in this neighborhood.
Yeah. And I think the best part of it is that exclusivity and that these are events that you're not going to get just by simply going to these places. So, for example, this upcoming Thursday, we have a chef's table at PR Italian Bistro. The chef is making a dinner for 12 people. That's seafood and wine. And then, for example, the Smoke Daddy event is a private dinner of shared barbecue. So, like you said, it brings people together, really gives that face-to-face interaction, meeting new people maybe, even in the neighborhood, but also learning about the restaurants. So, obviously, as the Chamber of Commerce, we're the biggest advocates of the businesses in the area. So, just bringing them to light, but also bringing people together to have a good time.
For anyone who's interested, the website is lakeviewsupperclub.com. Again, we're talking to our friends Sammy and Marley, who have come in to talk about this incredible opportunity to, you know, not, you know, because Lakeview is such a rich and diverse community mm-hmm. that has, you know, these, you know, sort of this a reputation maybe of just being about Wrigley, right? And yes. we get that, and that's got a lot of history to it, and people love it. There's also such great architecture. There's such great restaurants and you know, such a wide range of what people can experience there. As you mentioned, music, there's theater in the neighborhood. You know, so when folks come in and you said they can learn about the restaurant, is there an opportunity to, like, talk to the chef? Are there nights where you feature perhaps a sommelier and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. So the chef's table is just one example of being hands-on with the chef and really being able to talk to them. We'll have more events down the line that you'll really be able to talk to the business owners. Even the other chamber events we do a lot of networking events with, you know, B2B, other businesses in the area, where residents feel really connected to the restaurants and businesses in the area. I mean, Lakeview itself is, like you said, Wrigleyville, but also historic Boys Town in Broadway. So the small business owners there are really, really connected to the community.
Now, and I like that there's that connection, too. But mm-hmm. there's nothing like sitting around a table of food and conversation to make people yeah. feel a little bit, you know, like we're not all in this alone. You
Correct.
Know what I mean? Find new ways to meet people. And the, so, again, the website is the Lakeview. It's lakeviewsupperclub.com. And for $10, like you mentioned, people will get emails. It's not like you're being bombarded, but it's mm-mm. updates on what the opportunities are, maybe some discounts, things that aren't available to everybody else.
Correct. Right. And so once you sign up for an event, the events are released three at a time, and you get a password. So there's the kind of that
Ooh.
Exclusivity factor.
Like that, you got code. You got the code word. What's the pass?
Yeah. Exactly. So just signing in. And all the events are different price points depending on what they offer. So really honing in different types of experiences, whether it's live music, being one-on-one with the chef, or even, you know, we're doing a tequila tasting in a couple of months as well.
And that's something that is another, like I mentioned before, experiences, right? We mm-hmm. have, like, these whiskey tastings. And by the way, gin is making a comeback. Tequila, people are enjoying those sorts of environments. And it's one of those things where you have maybe outside of your sort of comfort zone to learn something different, but also, you know, it's also a nice way to sort of take a chance and go, you know what, I'm going to go hang out with these folks who have a similar interest, which is mm-hmm. enjoying good food and hanging out in Lakeview.
Yeah, we've had a couple events so far. We just launched a month ago, but for example, our last event was at Sheffield's Beer and Wine Garden in Wrigley, and people were sitting next to people that they've never met before that are residents in the neighborhood. And, you know, they were sharing numbers and making plans to meet up. So I think that that's something that's really missing in the world today. And I'm excited that we're able to bring people together.
And Mallory, you guys probably have folks that tag you guys whenever they're taking photos of their big plates of, you know, ribs and things like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And one thing that really attracted us to this event in particular is, you know, Four Star Restaurant Group is really focused on being a big part of the neighborhoods that they're in.
Right.
And like you pointed out yourself, a lot of times the focus in Lakeview is Wrigley, but it's such a great neighborhood and it's such an old established Chicago neighborhood. And we felt this was a great opportunity to bring the neighbors into the venue and make it their own and make them feel really comfortable and welcome from all over Lakeview, you know, off season, not related to a Cubs game,
exactly,
but just related to being, you know, a part of this neighborhood.
And we're going to take a break here, and I want to come back and talk a little bit about that, not just, you know, because it's obviously a great way to meet your neighbors, another way for people from outside of the neighborhood, maybe from the suburbs, to have sort of a, you know, in town, not coming downtown to the Magnificent Mile, but go to a real Chicago neighborhood, have some great food and meet great people and enjoy a wonderful evening of music and conversation.